I have a confession. I have never owned an Apple product. I know, how can I possibly consider myself tech literate and connected with the World Wide Web and not have stood in line outside the Apple store at 3 a.m. with my sleeping bag for one of the company's rather overpriced, if beautifully designed, products? While the world was going iPod, I bought Zen MP3 players. Rather than Nano, I bought dongle-style plugins from Sony. When the iPhone came crashing into our consciousness, I went Windows Mobile because, and here's the Microsoft joke, it was actually easier to synchronise with my desktop. However, finally, market forces got to me. I've given up my contrarian position on tablets and bought one, although it's an HTC running Android. As indeed is my new smartphone. You see, the stronger the Apple cult has become, and more specifically the worship of its co-founder and CEO, the more I've gone out of my way to resist it. But as the saying goes, you can run, but you can't hide. Hide, that is, from the hagiography of the now deceased Mr. Jobs. As if the quasi-religious fervour that greeted each product announcement wasn't enough, the man's presence in death has become even more pervasive. Before his demise, you could have gone into your local bookstore, if indeed you still had one, and picked up copies of The Presentation Secrets of Steve Jobs, and The Innovation Secrets of Steve Jobs, and The Secret Life of Steve Jobs. Given that the man's mission was to connect everyone with everything, there is a beautiful irony that so many of these titles imply he had an awful lot of secrets he was keeping. You could also read about the Steve Jobs way, look inside Steve's brain, learn all about Steve, and, rather fittingly, relive the second coming of Steve Jobs. In the next year, we'll see dozens, if not hundreds more. I, Steve, Steve Jobs in his own words, is scheduled for the first week of November. This will be shortly followed by the much-hyped exclusive biography. As a bookseller once wearily said to me, there is no bandwagon upon which a publisher will not jump. But what prompted this posting, indeed inspired me out of podcast hibernation, are the followers, commentators, bloggers and worshippers who have issued a Niagara, or perhaps that should be Amazon, of lessons and insights that we can learn from Silicon Valley's chosen one in the past 10 days. Indeed, just over the past 24 hours, I have been promised the leadership secrets of Steve Jobs, the marketing insights of Steve Jobs, the influencing rules of Steve Jobs, the leadership legacy of Steve Jobs, and Steve Jobs' top 10 game-changing moments. Put the word Steve Jobs and a word of BizSpeak into Google and you're almost guaranteed hours of reading pleasure. For example, on screen in front of me now, and I am not making this up, Why Steve Jobs Wore Turtlenecks. There are many more. There will be many, many more, which will all lead to a sense of tapping into zeitgeist or an unashamed herd mentality, which of course is the very thing that Jobs fought against, especially in his early career. So to all those would-be biographers, analysts, gurus, consultants, commentators and insiders, I offer this. Before putting pen to paper or fat thumb to touch screen and pressing send, take a headline straight out of the Apple canon. Think different.